Hello, and welcome to Living Fit with your hosts, James and Karen Roberts, personal trainers, life coaches, and motivational speakers. This program promotes good health through nutrition and physical activity. If you are interested in starting a personal fitness training program, please contact either Karen Roberts at 336-202-2313 or James Roberts at 336-707-7719. You can also contact them at Facebook at livingfit.com.co. Please consult your medical doctor before starting any exercise program or nutritional plan. And now, here's James and Karen.
Hi, and thank you for joining us once again. Well, today I want to talk about the power of the mind. We are creatures of habit. During our lifetime, we have to make many decisions, such as moving to a different town, changing careers, changing our lifestyle, deciding to eat clean, starting a workout regimen. So why do we feel stressed and worried when we have to make changes, even when it's in our best interest to do so? Well, I can give you two reasons. First of all, because change takes us out of our comfort zone. Have you ever had one of these feelings after making a decision? A gut feeling in your stomach, your heart starts to beat fast, you break out in a cold sweat, you feel nauseated. All of these things are normal, and they're actually a part of the body's natural defense systems. It's like a warning sign for us when change happens. But the problem is that those feelings don't differentiate between good change or bad change. And many times, we let those feelings hold us back from doing the things that we know we need to do to be successful, whether it's on our jobs, our health and wellness journey, or even our walk with God. For adults, change is uncomfortable because we are used to a routine. We want a safety net, and we need to have feelings of security. Just the thought of changing is tiring to some people and terrifying to others. As kids, we were not accustomed to doing anything for long periods of time, and that's one reason why kids adapt to change much easier than adults. All right, and the second reason is that, we feel stress when we make decisions is because we don't trust God the way that we should. Psalms 37:23 says, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way." When we delight in the Lord, we can know that God will establish our steps in life. The key is if we are delighted in God, and to delight in God means that we are overjoyed to be able to serve him, and that has to be accompanied with the desire to obey him. So God delights in us when we live our lives that are pleasing to him, and when we please God, we are delighting in him, and he's delighted to grant us desires of our hearts. So, if there are obstacles in your way that you're allowing to hinder you from reaching your full potential, whether that's on the job, your wellness endeavors, or even your walk with God, just know that it is okay to feel uneasy. Everybody does now and then. But don't let that stop you from moving forward. You have to learn to lean not on yourself, not on your friends or family, but on the Lord, and he will take care of those. He will restore that comfort back into your body, and he will remove those obstacles so you will achieve success. And as always, I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. Please feel free to pass it on to anyone who you feel may benefit from it. And don't forget to tune in to James and Karen Roberts on Living Fit today at 11 a.m. on WLJF 100.7 FM, The Joy. Be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you all again for joining us for Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts. Today I want to talk about the potential to transform our lives into the healthy life, the health that we say we want. Proverbs 12:24 tells us that the diligent hands rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. When should we stop doing what we know to do, the best thing for our lives? It's when you have done your very personal best. You see, we should talk about the power of our thoughts, our beliefs, our abilities that shape our own destiny and create whether we will have optimal health or less than that. You see, too often in life, we fall into a trap of blaming others for our circumstances. Mama, daddy, cousin, uncle, aunt. We say, I'm this way because of that person. We blame situations. We were saying that we're handing over our control, our thoughts and emotions to external forces. We become victims at the mercy of the world. I'm here to tell you it shouldn't be that way. We have to take power and control of our own lives. It all starts with the way we think, the way we choose to dwell on our beliefs, and we hold ourselves accountable. And we take all the potential that we have and we build on it. When we begin to tackle the power of the way we think, the emotions that we feel, to when we take into our own hands and create the life we say we want, rather than become victims, that's when we start to produce real concrete outcomes. I know what some of us might be thinking. You're saying, James, it's not that easy. I've got problems. I've got challenges in my life. I understand that. Life can be tough, and it's not easy to get caught. We get caught up in the daily struggles and stresses of our lives. But let me ask us this. If we're not at peace within ourselves, if our minds is constantly churning with the worries and negativity, how can we possibly hope to overcome those challenges in a meaningful way to be truly peaceful, to be at ease with ourselves and our place in this world? We must learn to have a mastery of our mind. We have to learn how to conduct our thoughts, our emotions, our physical bodies, our energy into a way that serves us. When we do that, when we change the picture in our mind, we change the very chemistry of our bodies. Think about it like this. When we hold a loving, positive thought in our mind, our brains, we release a chemical of dopamine or serotonin, the hormones that's responsible for the vitality of growth, of connection. That's why people who fall in love and glow with health and radiance, the reason why they feel better. It's not an accident. It's the direct result of the chemistry triggered by our thoughts and emotions. But what happens when we hold a fearful negative thought in the opposition? Our brains release epinephrine, cortisol. That raises blood pressure, lowers our immune system. In other words, our thoughts have a direct physiological impact on our bodies and our overall well-being. So if we can learn to control the way we're thinking, we can literally control the chemistry of our bodies. We can shape our biology by extension of our reality and the possibilities available to us and that are limitless for us. They already exist, just waiting for us to tap into them. But to do that, we must first become aware of them. We must train our minds to focus. Focus not on the problems that attack us, but on the solutions that will carry us forward. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Proverbs 27:7. This is the core of this proverb. What you see in this verse is a person who is saying one thing with their mouth, but their heart is completely at a different place. When faced with problems, which one do you believe? Do you believe what's in your heart, the thoughts that weaken the weakness of the heart, shape the reality of who you are? It's the understanding that our reality is shaped by our beliefs, and that if we want to change our lives, we must first change our beliefs about what is possible. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, "Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God." Science and our faith alike point to the fundamental truth that belief is the key to unlocking our potential. But how do we fertilize our belief? How do we take control of our thoughts and shape them into a way that serves us? Well, the first step is to become aware of our current thinking, our pattern of thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ." So often we operate on autopilot, unaware of the mental chatter that shapes our experiences of this world. But by bringing awareness to our thoughts, we open up the possibility of change in our lives. We give ourselves the opportunity to reevaluate the questions, assumptions, and adopt new and more empowering beliefs. Acts 1:8-9 says, "But ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." We can become witnesses when we have the power of the Holy Spirit. We can become witnesses when we testify that the Holy Spirit can transform our lives. This process of reevaluation is critical because our beliefs about ourselves and this world around us are not fixed. They are moldable. That's the reason why we can't hang around everybody. They're subject to change as we take new information and experiences by consequently reevaluating our beliefs. We're opening ourselves up to new possibilities and a great sense of our own potential. We see within each and every one of us lies a wellspring of power and potential. Just think about the incredible systems that keep us alive and function every day. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." The circulatory system that pumps the blood through miles of vessels in mere seconds, the nervous system that processes vast amounts of information with the complexity of a supercomputer, we are walking miracles instilled with incredible abilities. But so often we fail to tap into those potential because we are limited by our own beliefs about what we are capable of. We watch others achieve the impossible and think, "I could never do that." But the truth is, with the right mindset and the right belief, we are capable of far more than we ever dared to imagine. Ephesians 3:20 and 21 says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church of Christ, Jesus, to the all generations forever and ever. Amen." This is the power of all things possibility thinking. When we open ourselves up to the new ideas, new ways of looking at the world and our place in it, we unlock a whole new realm of potential. Suddenly, challenges that seemed overwhelming become opportunities for us to grow and our self-discovery about what God can do in our lives and through our health. Dreams that once felt out of reach become alluring and possible. But achievability thinking doesn't come naturally to most of us. We have to train ourselves to break free of limiting thoughts, patterns, and negative speech. We have to be intentional about surrounding ourselves with positive, forward-thinking influences, and we have to be willing to take bold action in pursuit of our health goals. Even when the path ahead is uncertain, one of the keys to cultivating a hope mindset is to dream big. Too often, we constrain our potential by thinking too small, settling for what feels safe and comfortable. But as the saying goes, your dreams don't scare you. They're not big enough. When we push ourselves to imagine a bigger, brighter future, a healthier future, we open up new pathways for growth and achievement. Of course, dreaming big is only the beginning of truly embracing the possibilities. We have to be willing to change the status quo and take bold action to pursue our health goals. We have to be willing to face down the naysayers and the doubters, to press on even the road ahead is uncertain. This isn't always easy, I know. Change can be uncomfortable, even scary at times. It requires us to step outside of our comfort zone and take risk. But the alternative of staying stuck in a limiting mindset and settling for a life that is filled with small unfulfilling is a far worse thing to do. When we commit ourselves to the hopes, to the visions we write on our journal, when we refuse to be limited by our opinions of our others or the constraints of our past, we tap into a wellspring of power and potential that knows no bounds. We become the architects of our own destiny, the creators of our own reality. My challenge to you today is to start thinking bigger, believing in your own potential, and start looking for the possibility in every situation, even the most challenging ones, and most importantly, start taking action towards the life you truly want to live, the health that you want. I said it before, it won't always be easy. There will be setbacks and obstacles along the way. But when we anchor ourselves in the power of our own thinking and beliefs and believe what God says about what and who we are, we'll be able to overcome. In Romans 8, verses 31 through 39, it says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." When we refuse to be limited by our doubts and fears of others, we become unstoppable. As I think about you, the listeners today, I see an audience of potential. Every one of you has the power within you to shape your own destiny, to create a life that is rich within meaning and purpose. But it all starts with the way you're thinking. It all starts with the willingness to embrace what we can be and take the bold action to start the pursuit of our own health and well-being. So let today be the day that you step into your own power. Let today be the day you start believing in your own potential and refuse to be limited by your own opinions of what other people think or your own fears. Let today be the day that you start living up to the life that you know you can live, working toward optimal health and God's purpose to be the witness to His power in your life. Because when you do that, when you embrace the incredible power of the Spirit of God placed in you to transform your own mind and start shaping your own reality with your thoughts and beliefs and their limitations to what we can achieve, you become the master of your own destiny, the creator of your own incredible story, my friends. The journey to winning the city of Greensboro lives in us glorifying God by what we do. The possibility is one that requires constant dedication and effort. It's not a one-time decision, but a daily commitment to shape our thoughts, our beliefs, in a way that serves our highest potential. One of the greatest challenges on this path is learning to let go of our past. So often we carry around baggage of our past missteps, failures, and disappointments. We allow ourselves to be defined by what we have or haven't done rather than who we are capable of becoming. The truth is, our past does not dictate our future. Every moment presents a new opportunity to choose differently, to think differently. When we choose to forgive ourselves for our past missteps and release the weight of our guilt and shame, we free ourselves to embrace a new possibility of our life of health. The same is true when it comes to lacking in limitations. It's easy to get caught up in a won't mindset of focus and won't focus on what we don't have rather than the abundance that surrounds us. But when we shift our focus to that of gratitude and sufficiency, when we train our thinking to seek out the good in every situation, we open ourselves up to a whole new realm of possibility. This isn't about denying the challenges and difficulties of our life. It's about choosing to focus on the solutions rather than our problems. It's about staying grounded in hope and optimism. And even in the face of adversity, it's about recognizing that no matter how dire circumstances may seem, there is always a way to move toward what God says is possible. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." Thinking positively isn't just about changing our own life. It's about becoming a force for positive change in the world around us. When we hold this mindset of possible, we become a lighthouse of hope and inspiration for the people around us. We show them that there's another way, that they too can ask God into their lives and have the power within them to shape their own reality. This is the true power of what can be, the power to transform not just our own lives, but the lives of those around us. We become a living example of what is possible. We dare to dream big and take bold actions. We create a ripple effect that touches everyone we encounter. But this kind of transformation doesn't happen overnight. It requires consistent effort and a willingness to push beyond our own comfort zones. It requires surrounding ourselves with the right people, the books, the teachings, the coaches, the seminars, seeking out mentors and role models who represent the qualities we most value in our own lives. Most of all, it requires a deep abiding belief in our own potential. It requires a willingness to bet on ourselves, even when odds seem to stack against us. It requires discipline, of course, to our own growth and development, becoming the best version of ourselves we can possibly be. Galatians 5:13 says, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love." And when you make that commitment, you decide once and for all to take up the most favorable life. Live a life of purpose and potential. Something incredible happens when we begin to attract people and opportunities into our life that reflects our new way of thinking. We start to see the world through a lens of abundance and opportunity rather than lack and limitations. This is the magic of our faith. It's not just about changing our thoughts. It's about changing our entire reality. It's about becoming a magnet for success and abundance and joy. And it all starts with a simple decision to believe what God says we can become and our own limitations and potentials. We, my brothers and sisters, I invite you to make that decision. I invite you to take that first step on the path of healthy living, to start believing in your own greatness and refusing to settle for anything less than our highest potential. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." It won't always be easy. There will be challenges and setbacks along the way, but when we anchor ourselves in the power of our own renewed way of thinking, when we surround ourselves with the positive influences, take consistent action toward our goals, there is nothing we cannot achieve in this world. And waiting for us to step into our own power to become the person we were always meant to be. And it all starts with a single thought, a single belief in our potential of what God says we can possibly be. So let that be our guiding light on this journey of acquiring our best health. Let it be the fuel that propels us forward, the compass that guides us towards our true norm. And never, ever forget that you are capable of incredible things. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. James 1:5. If only you dare to believe it. Thank you so much for joining Karen and I today on Living Fit. We always encourage you to live a life of health. Don't take your health for granted. Do not neglect your health. Don't procrastinate on making health a decision that you live every day. Because there always is going to be either one of two pains, either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Where discipline cost penny, regret cost a fortune. So keep living fit, doing what matters, and we'll see you next time. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye. Until next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Living Fit. Please consult a physician or a fitness professional before beginning any activity if you are under their care. If you would like to contact James or Karen, you can do so through the website, Facebook at livingfit.com.co, or call. Until next time, keep living fit and do what matters. Thank you.